Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update today, this time from New Dimension Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NDR. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Eric Roth. Now, Eric, there's been a lot of action within the company over the past about month and a half, and it deals with more or less the shifting of focus for the company. You have signed a couple deals to sell your Argentinian projects. One of those has already closed. Another one is now under a letter of intent. So once those properties are completed on, then the company has fully exited Argentina. And, you know, there are a number of reasons for exiting Argentina right now, unfortunately, as much as I love the country. But the company's really shift in focus has been to the Northern Hemisphere. You have properties in Canada. Those are in some JV partners' hands as the operators. And you've also picked up some properties in Scandinavia. One in Sweden, two in Norway. We discussed the acquisition of these Scandinavian properties a few months ago, but give us an update here on the status of the project in Sweden and the projects in Norway, please.
Yeah, hi, Corey. Good to be back, and thanks for the introduction there. Look, as you noticed, we have had quite a few changes over the last few months. Obviously, the divestitures from Argentina, as you mentioned, were one of the things that has happened, and that was really effectively more for country jurisdictional risk reasons. But as you mentioned, we have really now focused on the Northern Hemisphere for the projects going forward. We have the two projects in Canada, as you mentioned, in joint venture partner hands. And of course, for us, the thing that I'm really excited about, too, is we've also picked up this portfolio of projects from in Scandinavia from EMX Royalty and a really good bunch of projects. I mean, it sort of fits with our credo of looking for high-grade deposits. In the case of these three Scandinavian projects, we have two high-grade copper projects in, actually, I should really call them polymetallic because they're effectively deposits of copper, zinc, silver, and gold. So they're sort of a really mixed deposits, but they're massive sulfide-type deposits. And, of course, we have a gold project in Sweden, which is called the Southern Gold Line, and that's also a very productive belt. There's a number of deposits in that belt and also a number of projects at development stage. So the good thing about all of those is, as I say, it does fit our model of high-grade deposits. And as you know, that's something we have a lot of success with over the years. I mean, going back 10 years to Cerro Moro, which was in Argentina, of course, and then Hot Mund in Mariana. So that really is sort of, you know, where we can add value to projects, bringing high-grade discoveries forward and really moving them forward from there. So this is an exciting change for the company. I do think they're excellent projects in their own right, but it also removes a lot of that jurisdictional risk, which, you know, certainly for Canadian investors is obviously something that's always first and foremost on people's minds.
So, Eric, what sort of work can investors expect as you move these projects towards some sort of drilling?
Yeah, so basically as you mentioned, the two Canadian projects, the two high-grade gold projects in Canada are effectively being managed by joint venture partners. We are working with them and we will come back to the market with work plans for those going forward. I think of the two, Domain in Manitoba is the most advanced and therefore the most likely to be closer to drilling. In terms of the Scandinavian projects, effectively the plan going forward is, even though we just announced this deal in August, we have actually been working these properties very hard. As you know, the climate in Scandinavia is very similar to Canada. We're coming towards the end of the summer field season. So really what we've been doing is, in the case of both Lochen and Sjoli, which are the two Norwegian projects, these are past producing mines. They're mining districts. So, you know, for me, they're really exciting in the sense of we have walk-up drill targets around these existing or these old mines. There's a lot of upside potential that was never, ever tested on these. And sort of my fundamental philosophy is, I think the best place to find mineralization is where, you know, you had a mine, right? So both of the two copper projects in Norway fit that. We've got, you know, these were mines that were in production for a long time. And lots of upside, both along strike and elsewhere within those properties. And I should also mention, too, Corey, that these are very large land packages. So, and they do capture quite a lot of not just old mines, but mineral occurrences that have never been tested. And with Sweden, basically, the idea there is we will continue to push that forward as well. I think in terms of drilling, probably the Norwegian projects are the closest, simply because, as I mentioned, we do have walk-up drill targets on both of those projects. However, having said that, before we drill, I always like to make sure we've looked at all the targets. We've done a proper ranking of all the targets. So I think you know, early next year is probably the best, the time that we should be drilling these, so that we have a couple of months here, remembering that we just picked these up in August. And of course, we've had all the COVID travel restrictions, et cetera, that everybody else has had to face as well, too. But I do think we can push these forward towards drilling sort of Q1 next year.
So, Eric, in terms of the mines that were in production on these Norway projects, do you have any information, any historic data that deals with the amount of ore that was pulled out, the grade, anything like that you can share with us?
Yeah, so Lochen, which was the biggest of them, and in fact, certainly the historical records, Corey, suggest it was about 24 million tons at about 2.2% copper and over 2% zinc as well, plus silver and gold credits. And they produced that from the old Lochen mine itself. The mine is actually pretty impressive. It's there is actually a static display there at the mine. But the old mine itself was actually about 4 kilometers long, goes to about a kilometer depth, and the actual body that they mined was about 60 meters thick. So this is quite an extensive, massive sulfide deposit. And I think, again, you know, people have forgotten. I guess everybody thinks of Norway as an oil country. They sort of, you know, usually the first question I get is, well, isn't Norway an oil country? But they do forget that these deposits actually geologically correspond to some of the deposits in northeastern Canada, particularly in the Bathurst mining district and also Buchan's as well. So you know, it's a really prospective belt. There's been lots of production along it, and I think there's still a lot of upside to be tested here. So that's the thing we find exciting. But Lochen was, as far as we're aware, it's certainly one of the biggest by tonnage of these Cyprus-type VMS deposits anywhere on the planet. So some of these systems are very, very significant.
Now, just another quick update on these Canadian projects. You've mentioned the JV partners that are working these up. Yamana is one of the JV partners. Ethos is the other JV partner. What sort of work are these companies doing, do you know, that are building towards drilling?
Yeah, so in terms of, so Ethos is in terms of Savant Lake, and as you know from our previous discussions, it's a project that I feel very strongly for. I think these iron formation hosted gold deposits are fantastic targets. They're high grade, they're generally clean metallurgically. So you know, you probably remember that this is a project that I'm very bullish on. Now, Ethos, basically, they have just come into the deal as well. So what they will be doing short term is obviously taking the work that we have done to date and then further refining those targets before committing to drilling. So that's something that they are basically doing right now. They'll do some airborne geophysics to tighten up some of the targets. They'll do some bottom of till sampling and some of these other things just to tighten up the targets that we put on the table. And they may well come up with a few of their own too, because I know, you know, Ethos is a team. They're part of the Discovery Group of companies. They've had a lot of discoveries throughout Canada. So, you know, they bring a good set of, they've got a great track record of discovery as well too. So it's always good to have partners like that on board. So for the moment, they will really be taking our targets and fine tuning them and probably adding some of their own. In the case of Domain, we know where the targets are. It's now just a question of making sure we have all the permits in place, and then we can commence drilling again. So that's a project which I know is being looked at.
Now, can you just quickly provide us with an update with the cash in the bank that the company, New Dimension, your company, has to continue to move at least the Scandinavian projects forward?
Yeah, sure, Corey. So your listeners might have seen that we did close the financing just about a month ago. We're probably just a whisker under $3 million Canadian at the moment. So that's probably where we sit at the moment. So the company's pretty well funded to keep pushing these projects forward. Essentially, the plan is, as I say, we don't like to sit on projects. We like to move them forward. And so that's why, even though we, and in the case of the Scandinavian projects, we have field crews on all of those projects at the moment. So we are pushing those forward quickly. And we do expect to see some movement on Domain and also Savant Lake. Of course, at Savant Lake, we do not need to contribute to that, so it's effectively Ethos earning into that. So we expect to see, you know, that money should go away. And look, as I say, we are hitting the projects hard, and we look forward to moving them forward quickly.
All right, Eric, not much more to cover here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we will follow up as it sounds like all of these projects are progressing towards some sort of drilling, hopefully by early next year. Eric, thank you for your time. I appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.